Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were taught the importance God has placed on feeding the church with the Word of God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Acts chapter 20, verse 28 is why I do what I do. For there I read, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves. Now, this is talking to pastors, okay? Acts 20, 28 is talking to pastors. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Now, if I'm to feed God's church, and I'm to feed them the Word of God, then I'm not going to adopt some religious man's style to make people happy if it displeases God. Remember the story of Moses and Aaron? When Moses came off the mountain, because the people rose up to dance and play, Aaron had made a golden calf. Aaron did what the people wanted, and it led to a religious ceremony, religious meeting. All the people got involved. People felt good. They sang. They danced. I mean, they had a great time of what they called worship. And the people liked Aaron doing what he was going to do. Now, at the moment, Aaron was much more popular than Moses, because Moses comes down, takes their golden image, smashes it to powder, puts it in the water, makes them drink of it. But basically, he stood in the gap and interceded for them so that God wouldn't kill all of them. Now, Aaron was the most popular and got the great crowd. Moses was hated and had a lot of people against him. But who loved the people enough to stand up to them and to intercede for them that they would not die? You see, that's the job of a watchman. That's the job of a pastor. And that's the job of this pastor. And that's the job of your pastor. Now, if he has purchased with blood, then God obviously attaches great importance to the feeding of the church of God, the Word of God, as we see in Acts 20, verse 28. He says, again, back in our text, 1 Thessalonians 5:12, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Now, admonish is to instruct and warn with reproof. Now, we see that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. There, the young pastor Timothy is told, preach the word. Not to preach psychology, not to preach the latest thing coming down the religious pike, but preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. In other words, call sin, sin, call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Did you hear what the preacher was told, commanded here to preach? How he was to preach? Now, by the Holy Spirit of God, young Timothy is being told how a preacher is to preach. He is to reprove, and he is to rebuke, and he is to exhort with all long-suffering. In other words, he doesn't stop. He doesn't say, well, I told him once, that's enough. No, with all long-suffering and doctrine. In other words, the Word of God. And then it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. In other words, now it's out of season. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. In other words, a feelings-oriented people. And they want those things that make us feel good. I remember going to church as a kid, and I often heard people say, I don't feel like I've been to church unless my feet have been stepped on. And I know as a pastor, somebody says, do you think that your sermons are effective? Well, I know they are on me because many times I've jumped all over my own toes before I've jumped on yours. And so the Holy Spirit is still working because it's still His Word. But we're to preach the Word. It says, but in these last days they'll have these that have itching ears, feelings oriented. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. What is the truth? The Word of God. Thy Word is truth. And shall be turned unto fables. Now, so what does fables mean? Does it mean what we think it does? Well, let me just give you the definition of fables according to the Greek lexicon of biblical language. There it says, it carries the idea of strategies, reasonings, and agendas of men for doing God's work in a particular culture or period of time during the church age by blending in with the secular culture, with the religious facade. You know, that definition's, well, what I found was about 100 years old from what I was able to research on this. 100 years ago, this word was defined as blending in with the secular culture with a religious facade, using strategies, reasonings, and agendas of men for doing God's work in a culture or period of time during the church age. By the way, that is a definite sign being referred to the last days practice among so-called Christian people. That's a negative sign. But understand, when you see churches that have contemporary worship on their signs or blended worship on their signs, it's a negative prophecy of the last days of people that have compromised and gone the way of the devil and have been deceived by him so easily. And the pastors are going to be held accountable for this because they did not stand in the gap. And the sheep were scattered with these things. So, for you as a Christian, it's important that you don't follow a man because he has the title pastor. You need to be sure that he is a scriptural pastor. And so, you ask them, as they preach, you ask yourself the question, is this scriptural? You search the scriptures. The apostle said that was true in his own ministry. Those at Berea were more noble than those even here at Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures to see if the things they were preaching were so. And listen, you can sit there in church, not listening to find fault, but listening, taking notes, and then go home and search the scriptures. That's what I want you to do with this broadcast. In our church, when someone joins the church, we tell them this. We say at the invitation time in our church, yes, we want you to be a member. Our requirements for church membership are threefold. One is that you're saved. Secondly, after your salvation, you were baptized by immersion. And then number three, that you prayed about it. And you know this is where God would have you to be. And you need to be in the church God would have you to be. Now, these people over you then, who are over you in the Lord and admonish you, are people that preach and teach you the Word of God, who warn you with reproof and rebuke. That person's first your pastor. Under him, it can be a youth director, a pastor emeritus. It can be a Sunday school teacher. Those who teach the Word and minister to others. And so, you may, for an example, have a Sunday school teacher who's teaching you the Word faithfully week after week. But they're having sickness in their family, and you can minister to their carnal need of food, maybe mowing a yard or something of that, is their ministry to your spiritual need. Now, we are to esteem them very highly for their work's sake. Now, does the word esteem them very highly, does that phrase mean anything to you? Because remember, this is not my word, this is God's word. Do you remember Jesus' words in John 14, verse 11? He said, believe me, that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. And so he said, look, just see the work, the kind of work, and what the work is. Now, the word esteem has the idea of to follow and do. So as they preach the word, follow and do. Not because of who they are or their personality, but for the position they hold. Now, can you see the local church in this? You're encouraging these by listening to and heeding the message. That means you're also there to hear the message. Old Dr. Lee Robertson, who is now with the Lord, used to say, three to thrive. Be there Sunday morning, Sunday night, be there at your midweek service. All three. Three to thrive. And I think that's a good way to start. But look at these people. Listen and heed their messages that they're preaching from the Word. See if they have physical needs. And while they speak, don't be afraid to say amen or a hallelujah. And then you encourage others to labor together in your local church. And the church then works both in Acts 1:8. Now in Acts 1:8 we read this, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both. Now take note of that word both. Both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now the word both to me usually means two. He says, both in Jerusalem, then he says, Judea, that's two. But then he says, and in Samaria, that's three, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, that's four. So what you have to understand that when he says, be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, both in Jerusalem, he's not saying, okay, you start at Jerusalem, then when you get that done, then you go to Judea, then when you get that done, you go to Samaria, then you get that done, you go to the uttermost part of the earth. Now, this is not progressive. Rather, it's all-encompassing. So as you are sharing the gospel in your town, you're also getting the gospel out around the world. Now, I pastor the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. As a matter of fact, if you're in the Ocala area, we would wish that you would visit with us on a Sunday morning, a Sunday night, or a Wednesday night. And our services are posted on our website. But God's ministry at Central Baptist Church is, conservatively speaking, affecting over 50,000 people each month. You say, well, how? Man, you must have a large church. Well, not really. Here in my church, maybe 600 or 700 people. Then we support over 130 missionaries. So we are then affecting what those missionary ministries are affecting because we are giving financial support to those missionaries. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.